want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast, episode 474, recorded live, November 9th, 2016. I'm your host, Head Hard Hat with
Scott Burks
and Taz427.
You can join our chat room and watch our live video stream, plus participate with us as we record this episode. All this and more can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. Be sure to contact us via our voicemail line at 63031-VOICE. And also find us on Twitter at geocachingpodcast.com/Twitter and Facebook at geocachingpodcast.com/Facebook. This episode is sponsored by our good patrons of the Geocaching Podcast. To become a contributing patron, simply click on our Patreon or our PayPal logos on our webpage to help keep our podcast going. From all of us at the Geocaching Podcast, we thank you. My, 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 we have got so much stuff going on this week. It's been a week of ups and downs and roller coasters and all sorts of stuff. And here we are, right smack in the end of it. And I am so glad you are here, because we need as much friends as we can get. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was an interesting night last
night. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't want to go too much into it because there's just too much craziness. Yeah, who knows? I don't even – when the comedians sit there and go, got nothing. Yeah. I mean,
did you, Jesse and I over dinner, Jesse and I were reading his first 100 days in office, when he's going to do the first 100 days.
Oh, I'm afraid.
Did you have a chance to peruse that yet?
No, I'm going to, because I was talking with my wife about that.
Take a look at that.
Is a realization going to come? I think that, you know, it's one of those things. So many people run in fear, and it's like, oh my God, this, oh my God, that. The man can only do so much.
Yeah, but the problem is that he's got a Republican Senate and a Republican.
Yes, that is going to be interesting.
And there's no checks and balances. Anything he wants is going to go through.
Yes.
The only hope for liberals, and that's a small effing window.
Yes.
Is that some of the Republicans that denounced him during the candidacy when he was running for president will not vote with him for these, you know, ridiculous things that he wants to push through.
Right. You know, so
that's the only hope.
We'll wait and see.
Paul, summing this up, was, you know, it said, you know, this is like talking like you're Britain. Brexit was the stupidest, most self-destructive act a country could undertake. And the USA said, hold my drink.
Yeah. I was telling these guys off the air, I recorded a podcast with Mark Dowding of OBEEP. And, we have a podcast, What's Up Internet, and we recorded today. And we had a long discussion about this, real funny discussion about it, about Brexit and about Trump and who's worse, you know, who got the shittier deals.
So exactly.
Swear in there. Sorry about that.
That's all right here.
Pretty funny. Should come out November 15th. I don't mean to plug away, but
no, by all means.
But it was a really good, really good discussion today about where we're headed.
Yes.
As a country.
So speaking of escapism. Mm-hmm. We might as well talk a little bit about geocaching and stuff just to get our minds off of different things, because alcohol is expensive. I'm just saying. This week I did get a couple of quick parking grabs. It's been really, really nice here. Beautiful weather. Just the problem was last week, and I ended up getting kind of a, I don't know if it was a cold bug or something. Did not feel good, so I didn't get to go out too much. But I did get a couple of parking grabs, which was okay. But I can't wait to get out. The fall colors here are just starting to really pop. It usually goes from the mountains to Piedmont off east that way, and we're pretty much in peak or just past peak. So it's beautiful, beautiful weather out there. It's been really warm, and then this cold front comes in. It's like, well, shoot, frost warnings.
Wait, what's your cold front, dude, first of all?
Okay, a cold front here is in the 60s.
Really, the 60s, really?
Just saying.
The 60s.
It's awful, man. I almost have to put my hoodie on. I did actually buy. We got prepared this year for the brutal winter of North Carolina, and I did get a hoodie, a new one, and I did actually get a – in Michigan, this would be known as your fall, spring, early jacket. So it's really lightweight, and it's nice, and it looks slick, and it'll keep me toasty warm in those cold 40s, 50s that we get here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, you were tweeting earlier that you were in the 70s there. Come on.
Oh, it's gorgeous. We've had like just amazed. I just saw on the news tomorrow's supposed to be like the nicest day of the year was the way they said it. So I figure, it's tomorrow Thursday. But Jesse's off Friday. That's the problem. Friday, I think it's supposed to be crap. But tomorrow's going to be gorgeous. But because Jesse works for the man, she works for the gov.
Mm-hmm.
She gets off on Veterans Day,
right?
So I don't know when I don't know what's gonna be like on Friday, because she's like, "What are we doing on Friday? Want to go on Friday? Let's go on Friday." You know, she wants to go hiking on Friday. So
we had 81 today, and
it's supposed
to get 81 tomorrow, and 70s over the weekend. So I'm gonna go do some caching over the weekend.
Wow,
yeah, I got the boys over the weekend. I got Jesse's son's birthday party this weekend.
Oh, cool.
So we won't too much caching, but we just spent the last 2 weekends going crazy.
Yeah, no doubt.
We last weekend we were caching. The weekend before that we took a little road trip. We hit a road trip. We had 38 finds with 14 new DeLorean pages and 16 new counties.
Wow.
800 miles, 2 days, mind you.
Man.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Dang.
Hit the periscope from the most western tip of Illinois. You know that little tip of my state?
Right.
Little nugget right there in the west. I was on that. There's a geocache there.
Is there really?
There is. A nugget's got a cache. And so I'm like, oh, I got a periscope from this nugget.
Yeah.
I got going here. So I did that, and I got today I got my 94th FTF.
Oh, wow.
Now, 94th month in a row FTF. Let me rephrase that.
Wow, you're early, because like last month, weren't you like squirking it out?
So I have 6 months left to go for 100. 94 FTF months in a row. So I've had an FTF for a month since January 2009.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So I have 6 more months to go, and then I'm ending this freaking streak.
I was going to ask, is it going at 100?
It's ended at 100. I can't do it anymore. it makes me crazy.
No doubt.
It really makes me crazy. So, yeah. But I got it. I got it early this year, so I'm happy. So this month.
Wow.
So, so it was a great weekend. I went on a great road trip, man. Saw a crap ton of Illinois. And,
yeah.
A lot of Trump signs. Figure that out.
Go figure.
In a notoriously blue state that I live in. It was.
Oh, you live in a notoriously blue county.
Up here, and that's it. It's like Illinois is like red with like two blue eyes. Like one Chicago, one's Rockford. And like that's it. And the rest is all red.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's been a great couple of weeks. You know, Cubs winning the World Series. And had a great caching. A lot of fun.
What possessed you to just say, I'm going to go and travel 800 miles in 2 days and go?
DeLorme pages.
Ah.
Trying to finish a challenge, the Illinois DeLorme challenge. We're
trying
to finish it. We're trying to do that. This is Jesse in a nutshell right here. This is why, God bless her, I love her. She drives me crazy. We're doing DeLorme, we're doing counties, and we're doing virtuals, all the Illinois virtuals.
Oh, my gosh.
At the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, 16 new counties, 14 new pages. That's what we did. In 1 weekend.
That is amazing.
A lot of driving. Did a lot of driving. Saw a lot of nothing. but a lot of fun. I went with Cody Dog, the cashier Cody Dog.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun. Just had a great time. Yeah. A lot of memories. A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And Jesse likes making all the mapping. She makes all the routes, doesn't she?
Jesse is the queen of it, man. She should be doing it for a living. She missed her calling. Yeah, she mapped the whole thing out. I didn't do it. I'm like, I'm just a driver. I just drive.
You
just go where you tell me to go.
Exactly.
You know, so it was a great time. A lot of fun.
Wow, that's great. So, Taz, how about yourself, man?
I went out and did a bunch of puzzles. So I got 4 or 5 puzzles on Thursday before we had a GIF event out here. So I went to the GIF event as well. Saw our good buddy Colin French.
Oh, I loved his.
There's a video in there. It's not about the numbers. So I don't know if y'all saw
it. It was a beauty.
Films, you know, those films were, you know, they outdid themselves this year, especially the very last one, the FTF one at the end. That one was awesome.
That's great.
So I don't know if you remember it, but yeah, they were out there, and he's out with his girlfriend, and he gets a notification, and he takes off, and then, you know, next scene he's watching like movies or something with her, and then he takes off, and then she's pissed off, and he's out on his own. He gets a notification, he goes, and it's kind of going through kind of a multi situation and everything, and leads up to him finding a trail of rose petals and stuff, and finds her in a room in bed, and then a guy pops up behind her with a first to find sign.
I love it. I love it.
Hilarious.
Oh my God, that's good stuff. Yeah, excellent stuff. And congrats to Colin as well. He did an excellent, excellent video. And everybody else that put their time and efforts into making their gifts, that was awesome. Great stuff. Good things. All right, excellent. So let's move on. We got the podcast roundup, letting our viewers know what's going on in the geocaching podcasting community. And what's coming up this week is for GeoGearheads episode 254, Getting Good Coords 2. They look at the coordinate system we use for geocaching and how to use the resource at hand to get good coordinates for your caching listings. Is what they have for that. Sounds like a good technical aspect for that. And for the GeoSnippets Reboot podcast tomorrow, we're having the Fall Winter Geocaching Maintenance Show, giving you tips and tricks for everything you need to do for the people, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, where they're going out and fall's coming in, winter's coming in, and you know all the trial and tribulations that can come up with something like that. We're going to help people out for that.
We're already back to fall already.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, November. November 9th, I'm saying it. So good time to get your geocaches in order before they get locked in ice, and you know how that goes. So good episode tomorrow to watch for the GeoSnippets Reboot podcast. And finally, please, please, please consider becoming a patron for our show if you go to geocachingpodcast.com and click on either our Patreon or our PayPal links. If you can throw a couple bucks to us each month, we'd greatly appreciate it. The big bills are starting to come in, and we just really, really appreciate it, and it literally helps keep the show going. So for the people that are, thank you so much. For the people that are on the fence, get off the fence and come on over and give us a couple bucks. We'd greatly appreciate it. And for the people who can't, please, please, please just spread the word about the Geocaching Podcast to others. Word of mouth is our greatest helper when it comes to having people find out about the show. All right. Good news. Taz, I don't know if you got a chance to check that out.
Yes, I'm ready for the news.
I have. All right. I'm going to hit the news button, and then I got a beef with this one. So here we go.
The news.
In the news, geocaching branded promotions / urban adventures trackable giveaway and photo contest. So Urban Adventures is releasing 1,500 itsy bitsy luggage trackables into the geocaching world. They want you to share secret spots that only locals know about. Submit your best photo on Instagram and you could be one of 25 to win a free Urban Adventures tour.
Yes.
Show us that at # locals know geocaching.
Yes. And if we'll have a link in our show notes to where you can go to fill this out. You actually have 5 days and 5 hours. I'm looking at the form right now to fill this out. There's one caveat with this that I have found. Wife Amy and I are both geocachers. We both live at the same address. You can only put one per address.
We did too, yeah. It's like, Jesse didn't text me and go like, I can't do it. You beat me to it.
Yes. Now, see, I had this exact same discussion with Amy because I was like, hey, by the way, I heard about this promo because I think Joshua Johnson was the one that let me know about it.
That's one of the perks of being a podcast.
Yes, and it's like, hey, honey, why don't you, I already did it.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah.
No, I already did it.
Jesse. But I texted Jessie as soon as I finished. And, and she's like, well, she just put her mom. Her mom lives 2 miles away.
So yeah.
She
lived, yeah.
Put her mom's address.
It and it's like, so yes, I now have trust issues with my wife. I'm just saying.
It's the awesome. Only advantage to be being the only geocacher in the household.
Yes, exactly. So yes, I'm still going to have to. I'll use her mom's.
I don't even know what it is. I just saw the email and went and signed up.
Exactly.
Somebody was it Joshua sent out a mask?
Yeah, Joshua sent a thing out and said, "Hey, I got to check this out."
Uh-huh. And I just went like, "Okay," and I signed up real quick because I know like if you don't sign up fast, it's gone.
Yes, exactly.
So I just went and signed up real quick, not even knowing what it was. Is it?
It's a trackable. They're giving 1,500 away.
Oh, okay.
And a little litty bitty trackable. And I guess if you put your picture in on.
Didn't Daryl win one of those things? Didn't he win the Michelin Man one? Or
no, that was no, that was Justin. That was
wasn't Daryl a finalist?
I don't know if Daryl was finalist or not. I know Justin was. He ended up winning the whole thing. Throwing some mud on a Jeep trackable. Go figure. I'm just saying.
Wins a trip. Yeah.
No, he won the tires and the trip. Yeah.
He won tires. Oh, nice.
Yes.
It's like, that's
dang.
That ain't cheap.
But we digress. All right. Good stuff on that. Let me bring some other stuff up here. Okay. Why don't we just kind of jump into this because we're going to talk about the Cubs after that. But I know there's a bunch of people in the chat room and other people listening to the show or watching us on video. And we're going to be announcing our fourth host for the Geocaching Podcast. And I'm so excited about this because we haven't had a fourth host since, what, October last year? Or was it? How long was it? It's been a year. Yeah, it's been a year. Holy cow!
It was starting to snow up there, so
yeah. Already. Yep. And things just kind of procrastinated, and finally we were able to just kind of decide, you know, it's time to get our fourth host. So we had four different episodes. Starting the last week of September, we had Adam Demshire, we had Sarah Teasdale Spittle, we had Jesse Lunsford, and we had Adam Schoenwald in each of the episodes. And over the past week, I too do not like long elections, so we gave everybody a week. We had a ton of people send in their votes for which of the four that we had a web page for it and everything. It was very, very cool. Let me tell you how close this turned out, guys and gals. Between now, this is on the votes for the people. And for the votes for the people, between number one, number two, and number three candidates, there was a difference of 5 votes. For all three. For the fourth candidate, it was only 10 votes between the first. That's how close it is. So basically a quarter for each of them was the difference between.
How many people voted off Chad?
Chad actually had 3.
They were all my votes.
Yeah, they're like, vote this one in, but vote Chad off. 3 votes. So I'm just saying.
I vote Chad.
You know, it's amazing. You must have had to talk to other people because it was from other votes. So that's interesting how that went that way. So anyways, all right. So we had the final vote between the viewer's choice.
They said whichever one's replacing Burks.
Yeah. Get him off, please. So yeah, between the viewer's votes and for the host's votes, we have a winner. And it's a she. So if you know who's listening, we want to give a big congratulation or condolences to InfoFerret. Sarah Teasdale Spittle is our fourth host. So congratulations to Sarah. She is from New Zealand. So we are going to it's interesting because when we do our show now, it's like noonish the next day. So time travel is involved in this. And this is going to be really cool. So I want to say to every one of the contestants or participants or however you want to call it for all four of them, they all were victims. They were all fantastic.
And just remember, guys, come summertime, I'm like gone the whole.
Okay, so this is how this is going to work. I can't let them go. All of them have their own uniqueness to it. All of them have their own ways with things. All of them, I think, are excellent fits for our show. So what I did today is I set up a geocaching podcast calendar that everybody, including our hosts, all are connected to with this. The way this is going to work is Sarah's going to fill in the fourth host spot. So she's going to have her page up on the website and all the rest of that. For the other ones.
She gets a page?
Well, she gets a picture. Ooh, on a page.
I just get a picture.
I only get a picture.
I got a bad picture. No, picture.
Well, we'll be updating all of them since I think they're all due. So Chad's got one that's like out of info or out of one of the picture.
Isn't Chad giving the finger in his picture?
He's almost like that.
I just got the Trump orange face.
It's although, a sunset, you know, really.
It doesn't show up that way in my Facebook account, so I think Andy must have photoshopped.
It's amazing what you can do with different productions and applications. I'm just saying. So yeah, so we're gonna need new pictures for everybody, and we'll put the new ones up. And congratulations, Sarah. So, anyways, we've got a calendar that has been sent to all of the victims, and. Yeah,
calendar, is that what you sent me?
Yeah, I sent
to our an email of some calendar. I saw that. I didn't get it though.
Okay. So basically what happens is for the weeks that they want to be on the show, all they have to do is put in their name. If there's more than one for the same, because we don't want to have too many, because then you got people around, you know, talking over each other, and Scott and I have enough problems with that, right, Chad? Right. So I'm just saying.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know either. It's one of those things that they go in. What do you think, Chad? By the way, how do you think, Scott?
What do you mean? I don't know what, Andy.
I don't know. I don't get it. So anyways, what we'll do is if we've got more than one person that picked that they want to be on that show, we'll do a random picking and we'll go that way. I think as this stretches along, we'll see the people that want to continue to be on the show on a regular basis and go that way. But we will make room for a fifth person to be on if they want to. And if somebody needs to take a day off, then we've got four. So that way we can rotate through the other folks for the days that it's convenient for them. I don't have to worry about scheduling. All they have to do is say, I'm available for this show if you need me, and do that. So they can go fill out the calendar, and I'll send all the instructions to them because they're just hearing this for the first time. So we'll have them fill that out, and then when they can be available, they can. But Sarah will be our fourth. So congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, if we only have four, if somebody wants to be in, I will gladly not be on the show. Not leave permanently. I mean,
right.
Like,
what, you not be on the show?
Dude, I've been on the show for 3 years.
I don't know what it's like with you not being on.
That's like enough of me. You know? So anytime they want to be on, rather than have five, if they pick a day they want to be on, I would gladly just pop out, you know, for the week.
There you go.
And that's because, I mean, seriously, that's, you know.
We'll work things out. And basically, I think what will happen is over time, things will kind of settle down and we'll figure out what's best for everybody and go that way. Because I don't want to lose the talent.
Right.
There's too much good talent out of all four of them and to go from there. Mm-hmm. So. All right, so Sarah, if you're listening, I know she's in the chat room. Start next week, darling. We're going to have you on, and God help you. We'll go from there. Excellent stuff. But it was close. I mean, it was like literally that close. So, yeah, five votes. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
and we had a lot.
Numbers, I was like, whoa, that was close.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, good stuff. So that's going to be next week, and I'll start working on and you guys got to send me a new picture, and we'll go from there and try to make you look a little more attractive than you are.
not possible.
And go that way. So we'll get the new pictures and the new information up, and then we'll have Sarah on. That'll be a lot of fun. Earlier in the week.
I'm looking at the pictures right now. Chad, you look like it's a glamour shot.
Isn't that something?
It looks like a glamour shot.
It does.
Look,
Rocket ready to go to
my
space.
Facebook page. That is
that
my
really your Facebook page?
That is my Facebook profile.
Can you see him?
It does not look like that.
Can you see him shaking his hair in the breeze as he's having the shot done?
Really?
Hang on one second here.
You're pulling up. Dude, man, you look like Trump. You literally look like Trump with a goatee.
I'm telling you, man.
God, dude.
Like I said, Sarah, God help you. This is what you're going to get into. Okay, here's okay, so
there's what the picture looks like. I don't know how that turned into an orange face. That is the picture that I sent in.
Andy, what did you put on there, dude?
You know, sometimes filters can work in a funny way.
Yeah, that's a filter fail is what that is. Chad needs a little more of a tan. Give him a little more of a tan, please.
It's like he doesn't look Trumpish enough.
And there you go. Yeah. So, yeah, good stuff. And I can hear Sarah in the background going, what the heck did I get myself into? Yeah, this is it. So, anyways, another bright spot of this this past week had to do with Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, and they
just for the record, I'm speaking over Andy right now.
Go for
it. Just for the record, Go Cubs Go is now on the Billboard Top 100.
Is it really?
It really, really is. The song is like 34 years old.
Oh my god. Okay.
For anybody who doesn't know, there's a song that the Cubs play after every Cub win. They have to win at Wrigley Field for them to play this song. I've only actually heard this song a couple of times that I've been at Wrigley Field because they usually lose when I go. But, like, they play the song Go Cubs Go. And it is actually in the Billboard Top 100.
Oh, my gosh.
How crazy is that? But, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Wow.
What happened. I don't know how many people watched last week, but the The beloved Cubbies won the World Series.
Really? I haven't heard. The 72,346 tweets that Mr. Burke sent out personally.
Man. That's just I was telling these guys off the air. I was texting my buddy going during the game saying I'm literally gonna die. I might die. This game will be the death of me. I will die and not see the Cubs win the World Series. Yeah. Because they're going to kill me. You know.
Yeah.
Just be happy that they couldn't pull Ricky Vaughn out of retirement.
Yeah, really. Wild thing.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for them to bring out the Cub kid. The kid. What's his name?
Yeah.
Rockin' Bruner.
Yeah.
You know, from Rookie. The Rookie of the Year. Is that what it is?
Wow. Well, let's take us back because I'm your standard baseball player. I've been upset since the strike back in the, you know, 80s. Oh,
yeah, sure, 90s.
90s, yeah. So I that's how far back I turned off baseball. And I love baseball. But go ahead and kind of let us into the whole series and how things went back and forth. And we'll go into game seven.
See, you got to go back into the Rowan Gardner. There you go. Thanks, buddy. In the chat room. Rowan Gardner. Rowan Ruder. So to be a Cub fan is a special thing. It's a very, very special thing to be a Cub fan. It's a life of misery is what it is. It really is. It's a life of disappointment and, you know, my entire life, I was a Cub fan. I've been a Cub fan probably 40 years. I'm 45 years old. Like, I can't get the first 5 years. You know, my dad is 78. He's been a Cub fan since, you know, he likes to tease. He's the longest Cub fan who's never seen a World Series because the Cubs were in the series when that was 1940, what, 47?
Something like
he
that.
He became a Cub fan in 48.
Oh, man.
You know? So he never saw the Cubs in the World Series, but he's 78 years old, you know. And so it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, all the years, 84, 89, 2003, you know, it's 2006. You know, it's getting there and not getting there, you know, and so much lore involved in, you know, Bartman and the black cat in front of Sano. And you know, it's just all these different, you know, the goat, the billy goat, all these mm-hmm. different things that play into it. And then you get Wrigley Field, which is one of the oldest and greatest fields that ever to see and watch a ball game in, and Memphis Mafia, who I know has been there, will agree with me. It's one of the most amazing fields you'll ever see. You'll ever walk. It's awe inspiring when you walk into it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just one of those things where it's, you're a Cub fan. It's like a curse, you know? And it's like, I've always been a Cub fan my whole life. I've worn this Cub hat, even when they were a shitty team back, you know, when I was on this podcast, I've always worn my Cub hat. You know, and it's just, and to see them, you know, it's you, like, when I was watching the game seven, which was incredible. Going, I mean, winning down 3-1, and you know, 3-1, everyone's like, there you go. You know, it's, nobody was surprised, you know, but then, but you didn't give up, but you never give up hope. As a Cub fan, you're not surprised, but you don't give up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, so to win, you know, 3-2 and then tie it up 3-3, you know, and then come into game seven and, you know, Cubs, Cleveland, you know, Indians, World Seven. Indians is the second longest baseball team without a World Series.
Yes.
You know? So it's pretty amazing that, like, you've got just two teams who haven't won a World Series in over 60 years, minimum, are playing in Game 7 of the World Series.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I saw a stat, like, Sunday's game was beat out Sunday Night Football, which baseball never beats out football. Never, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just an amazing game to watch. I mean, it was just, God, my heart.
Oh, my God. It was – I've never – if you've ever wanted to see a game that went back and forth, the errors were huge when they made them. The back and forth, going through all of it, because I, being a Lions fan, also understand pain when it comes to Lions, stuff like
that. Sure.
Yeah, because they go back to 57. So they had a list of like the five or six longest losing streaks, and we were right there at the bottom. Right there, right where we belong. But
outside of hockey, the last championship that Detroit won was what, like 86? And it was basketball players.
Didn't the Lions win it in the 80s?
No, the Tigers. No. Tigers won in 84.
I'm seeing the Tigers. I'm at the Tigers.
I remember when the Tigers, because I was 6 years old, so in 68, I remember when the Tigers won that, and I remember in 84.
The 80s. Because I remember, was it the 90s where they lost like 19 games?
It was
19 games in a row or something like
that? Yeah, it was. And the Lions, who won and lost an entire season.
Oh, remember that?
I forgot about that. So we know our pain. We know our pain.
Yeah, so there's obviously, I'm not saying, you know, pain is just relegated to Cub fans.
I'm
not saying that.
Yeah.
Well, the first 15 years of the Colts and Indy were just so friggin' painful.
Yes.
And then we got Manning in there.
Right.
And they're like, let's rock this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's 108 years is 108 years.
Yeah.
You can't.
You
got to respect 108.
You can't compare that history.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just generations. Yeah. You know? And so they won it. And it was pretty amazing. You know, my son, I was talking to my son. He's like, did you cry? I go, you know. No, I didn't cry. I was very happy, and I teared up when I was talking to my dad.
Yep.
You know, on the phone, we were talking about it, and then I went out that night to go get T-shirts and stuff, you know, at the Dick's Sporting Goods, and Jesse recorded the after stuff. Like, I left as soon as the game was over. Me and everybody went to Dick's, and Jesse recorded like hours of the stuff. And so the next day, everybody went to work, and I sat down and I watched the stuff, and I just wept like a freaking baby, all over, just snot everywhere, just wept.
Yeah.
You know? But and then I'm watching these videos on YouTube. I'm weeping at fucking Facebook. You know? They had one of Harry Carey doing the last out. I don't know if anybody watched that. I've been in the chat room watched that. Harry Carey calling the last out, and oh my god, I'm bawling.
Yeah,
bawling. Because it's Harry Carey was the voice of my childhood, you know, growing up being a Cub fan. Oh God, I'll cry right now if I keep talking. But it's incredible. You know, I can't put it into words that, you know, my son asked me questions. He asked me a bunch of stuff, Toby, my 11-year-old. And I tell him, if you have to ask that question, you don't get it. You just don't get it.
Right.
How long people have waited. I mean, my entire life. I mean, he's only 10.
Yeah,
you know, 11. He just doesn't get it, you know. And to see what's amazing is you see, you know, because of WGN and because it's a superstation, there's so many Cub fans all over the country.
Oh yeah,
everywhere. You know, and it's not because they're on the bandwagon. These are true Cub fans that have grown up watching the Cubs.
Oh yeah,
because it was Cubs only played day games until the late 80s. So
they didn't have lights.
The kids would come home from school and they'd watch the Cubs, you know. But then, you know, the Atlanta Braves also were superstition. They were on at night. It was the Cubs that were on during the day.
Yeah.
So there's a crap ton of Cub fans out there from all over the country, which is why when I watch a Cub away game, they're everywhere. You see Cub fans everywhere in the stands.
Yep.
You know, and that's when the Cubs were crap.
Yes.
Good. You know. So I mean, So it's amazing thing. It's really an amazing thing. And one of the things was they just never won the World Series every year. And the thing was, the funny part is that they never had to. That was the problem. That was what's amazing about the Ricketts, who bought the Cubs about 6 years ago, is that, like, Wrigley Field, okay, is an anomaly. It's this incredible place. I mean, it's, you walk in there, and if you've ever never been there, you should make a mecca there. I know Memphis Mafia's been there, and he could attest to me how incredible it is.
It is history.
I've been there.
It's amazing. Is it not? It's not walking into any field. It's a different place you walk into, you know?
Yeah.
And so
you feel the age of the place. And,
yeah.
And,
you really, I mean, this is where Babe Ruth called his effing shot in Wrigley Field, you know? I mean, and so no matter what, the Cubs would be in dead last place. Okay. And Wrigley Field would be sold out. That is Wrigley Field. So the family that owned the Cubs before the Ricketts, and even back when the Wrigley Company owned it,
right?
They said, "Why should we spend money for players when we sell out when they're in dead last place?" You know, and it's true. Well, why should they? You know, why should we? And so they never did. And then the Ricketts bought it about 6 years ago, and they said, "No, well, you know, think how much more money we could bring in if we win a World Series."
Yes.
And it took them 6 years to do it. You know, they brought in the right team, the right management, the right it's incredible. You know, so what I want to talk about is Game 7 was astounding, but the parade. I went to the parade.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, when the Bulls won it in the 90s, I didn't go to any of the parades. None of them. When the Hawks won the 3 championships, I didn't go to the parades. I didn't go to any of them. When the Cubs won, it wasn't a doubt. I'm going. You know, it was one of those things. If Jesse said no, if my kids said no, I'm still going in the parade. I'll go by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care. I had to be there. And shame on Memphis Mafia, who's a Cub fan, for not being there too. I'm gonna call him out right now in the chat room for not being there. He should have been there. And so 5 million people.
Yes. Seventh largest gathering of humanity at an event ever.
Did you see the six beforehand?
No.
They were all religious stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there was a concert, wasn't it?
Rod Stewart. Yeah,
Rod Stewart concert. Yeah.
But unbelievable. I mean, wow. Seventh in human history.
I don't even know what it's like.
It's the freaking Cubs. I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
You know? I went there. I picked Toby up at his mom's, and I drove him back to my house. And he spent the night at my house because I knew we were getting up ridiculously early, which we did. We got up at 5 a.m. for our noon. For noon parade. Drove down to the city, picked out our spot, saw Wrigley, took pictures in front of Wrigley, picked out, and it was already packed. It was already probably 100,000 people there. By 8 o'clock, there was 100,000 people. Yeah. Because we didn't leave till like 6:30, and then it took us an hour to get down there. Because remember, we're also fighting Friday traffic.
Yes.
We're fighting people going to work traffic as well as the Wrigley traffic. So it was just ridiculous. You know, we get to Wrigley, got a spot about a mile away, hiked to Wrigley, street parking, no less. Hey, how about that? Street parking? that, 5 million people, I got street parking.
Wow.
How about that? And so walked to Wrigley, took some pictures in front of Wrigley, marked our spot. Now, this is the greatest part right here. This is incredible. The parade started at Wrigley and went down Addison Street, and then cut onto Lakeshore Drive, and then went to Michigan Avenue, then went to Grant Park.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to go to Wrigley because I wanted to go, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But I wanted to be by Wrigley Field, by the front of it, not at the back of the parade. So we went to Wrigley. We found what we did is it was already packed. It was already like 9 or 10 people deep.
Mm-hmm.
The parade, you know, so we weren't seeing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse my language. And so I found a stoop from a apartment. So we went, we walked down half a block and stood on top of the stoop, you know, like on stairs, like
right.
Stairs. And so we perfect, no people in front of us, right? Nobody in front of us. Well, we locked into that spot. We didn't move for 2 hours. So here's the weirdest part. So we're standing there and I'm talking with the kids, you know, da 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 da. We're having a great time. And so a woman comes up and she said to Jesse, and she says, "Hey, can we hop up on the stoop with you?" And Jesse's like, "Sure, of course you can. Yeah, come on up, you know." So she's like, "Awesome, thanks." And she looks at me, she goes, "Scott Burks."
Wow.
I go, Yeah, and my mental Rolodex right. is flipping, you know? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, geocacher, you're geocaching podcast. 5 million people in the city of Chicago, and the cacher, Tango and Cash,
yes,
C-A-C-H-E, found me. Took a picture with me, texted it to the geocaching vlogger, to yeah. Joshua. She's like, oh, my God, I got texts to Joshua right now. So she stood up on the stoop with us, yeah, and we had a great time.
Oh, my gosh.
5 million people. What's the odds of that?
Yeah, no doubt.
The odds of that.
Yeah, man.
So, and it was just incredible. Just amazing. To watch it. And to see all these people, I mean, just so many people. And like I was telling these guys off the air, you know, it was outside. Obviously, it's a parade. And it was so loud when they drove by. I mean, I've been inside a Chicago Stadium. And I don't know if any of you have been to the old Chicago Stadium, not United Center. Real loud place. It's the acoustics are just insane. And it's mm-hmm. gone, obviously. It's mm-hmm. gone now. Just insane acoustics. And it was like, it was that kind of loud. It was like just so loud when they drove by. I mean, people were screaming. People were in trees. I mean, hanging in trees up on the roofs. Anybody could have took a shotgun and just blew people away. Like just up on all the, in a parking garage, hanging off stuff. It was just insanity. But it's the Cubs. I mean, it was something I'm glad I didn't miss. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Mm-hmm. And, I'm glad I didn't miss it, but I, if they won again, I don't know if I'd go again. You know, it was crazy, but I knew I had to go to that first one. I knew I had to be there, and I knew I had to take my son there. Shane, poor little Shane, was sick, so he couldn't go. But or I would have taken Shaney, but Toby, I had to take Toby. I had to take him. I mean, it's one of the once in a lifetime kind of thing. I told Shane, you know, he was not happy about it, and so I told him like next year, me and you, the bleachers, Wrigley Field, me and you, that's it. And he's like, okay. And he was good. He's like, deal. We're good. All right. So I got to take Shane to a Cub game next year in the bleachers, just me and him. But, yeah, so it was incredible. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I'll never forget it. It's such a tremendous memory, you know, that and the Cubs are now a different team. They're not the Cubs anymore. You know, now they're America's team more than they are our team anymore. You know, it's just amazing, you know. That was my experience. It was astounding. You know, it really was. We took so many pictures and just had a great time, you know.
That is just unbelievable.
And just cried. You know, I mean, Jessie was crying. All Friday she was crying, you know. Just one of those things. You know, it's just, not Friday. The next day after, was it Thursday? When they went, I don't remember when they went. Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah.
So it was amazing. It was just one of those.
Let me show you a little something.
What do you want to show me?
That's up on the, should be up on the screen. Oops.
Let me see. Up on your screen?
Yeah, let's see what's up on here.
I'm just seeing the logo. That's all I'm seeing.
Oh, it's not showing the other part?
Okay. No.
All right. It's
we'll a see if I gets, can I screen grab mine? Let's see.
Grab yours. Look out. Show the picture of the celebration of the seventh largest gathering.
Oh, you got it. There you go. You see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at that. I mean, that's not even all of them. That's just, but look at that. That's insane.
5 million people. And two bathrooms. So.
Yeah, I'll show you here. I just snagged this picture today. I think this is it. Let's see if this is it. Is this it? Let's see. Hold on. There it is. Yeah. This is the official photographer took a picture of us.
Let me bring
you
it over
that
here.
On my screen?
There you go.
You see that on my screen?
That's yeah.
Like the official photographer, like, he was walking around the street taking pictures of people on the parade. Here's the stoop we were on. You can see the stoop, you know? like we're probably 20 feet away from him. He's where they were, but he zoomed in on us. You know,
Wow.
Zoomed in on us. Like,
I love your shirt there.
I do too.
Try not to sell it.
it was incredible.
Oh
yeah,
my
it
God.
Was just amazing. Yeah. So there you go. That was my Cubs winning the World Series, you know. I mean, you know how big of a baseball fan I am.
Oh yeah.
How crazy I am. So yeah, it was pretty amazing, you know. So that's, I don't know what I'm gonna do now. Now I mean, like I told Jesse, I'm like, well, now what do I do? I'm not pining about the Cubs.
Oh, is him? Who's that? There we go.
Sorry about that.
No, sorry.
If I'm not pining about the Cubs, what am I doing? You know, like that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. So what's next now? I mean, geez.
I don't know. I really don't know.
How do you top that? I mean, it's.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. Yeah. So that's my Cubs story. Yeah,
all right.
It was amazing.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. All right. Wow. Well, it's been quite a week. And we've got our new number four. Do we? Is that how we go with it? Okay, number four, it's your turn. So, Info Ferret from New Zealand. This will be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
because it's going to be interesting because I thought I saw her. She's in the chat room with a lot of other folk, and I thought she said it was in the 60s where she's at. So that's not too bad.
There you go.
But,
we've had beautiful weather. I mean, here for Chicago for November. I mean, it's been the mid-60s for Chicago. November is insane.
Yes.
You know, it should be a lot colder.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm still in shorts and a T-shirt right now, and it's mid-November.
Wow. You know?
I'm not complaining about that.
Yeah.
You know, the forecast said we were going to get 4 feet of snow this year, so I'm taking advantage.
Is it really?
Well, that's what they were saying. You know, I guess, they were saying we're due for – we've had two really mild winters, you know.
But wasn't it 2 years ago where the lakes didn't even unthaw until July?
No, that was about three
years
ago.
Was that 3 years ago now?
Oh, God, that was a nightmare. Yeah. But then we've had two wussy winters. I mean, last year I don't think it snowed.
Yeah.
I don't think anything stuck. It was like nothing.
Yeah. I think we had more of a problem with ice storms here than you guys did. So.
Yeah, so I know we're due. We're definitely due for a really crappy winter. You know, so what was it? The what was it called? See, I'm not in winter mode yet. What did they call it? The somebody in the chat room, come on, help me. It was the polar vortex. There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Remember the freaking polar vortex?
Yes.
Yes. So
there's only two in the world. One's over Siberia. Go figure.
Yeah. The polar vortex is when. That's why. Remember, like. I survived the polar vortex t-shirts
yes.
and stuff like that. That was when like the stuff didn't freeze till or like unfreeze until like May.
Yeah. And everybody went out and watched The Day After Tomorrow. So
it was like June before like they like Lake Michigan finally 100% was not frozen.
Yes,
like, no part of it.
Yeah,
yeah. The polar vortex, and that was like I think that was the first year I lived out here with Jesse. So that was like 2012. Yeah, but 2012, 2013.
Yeah, matter of fact, somebody put out, I think it was on Facebook last week, something about, do you remember, and it was at a particular time, and it was the blizzard of 79.
Of course I remember.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I was 8 years old.
Yes.
Come on. I was in my sweet spot right there for a kid. Are you kidding me?
The Midwest had the blizzard of 77.
Yeah.
We had another one in 79 as well, but yeah. But I remember the blizzard of 77.
Wasn't that like two or three weekends in a row?
Yeah.
See, I don't remember that. I don't remember. I remember 79. I don't remember. My dad tells me about 69, which was worse than 79.
Yeah.
69 was when like my dad like would go out of his apartment like via his window. his third floor window. You know, like it was like that crazy.
Yeah. And yet my brother lives in Gaylord right now in Michigan, and he's already had 6 inches.
Yeah, I heard it was snowing there.
So,
I know it's coming. I mean, sadly, we changed the clock, so it's getting dark ridiculously.
Yeah, so you get up, it's dark. You go to bed, it's dark.
Yeah, but you know what? That's just a part of it. You know, I got. You know what? Next month. You know what next month is? Come on, what's next month?
Christmas, Jew Day,
Jewocashing.
Yes.
Yes.
You were praying to baby Jesus on Facebook when the Cubs went there.
Dude, was that the greatest thing ever? but it's jewel caching day next month. Come on.
We got to get that really. I mean, seriously, we got to put a page up on the website and just promote the heck out of it, and let's just do it.
I told Jesse, we got to start planning already. It's already planning time.
I want to go to a geocaching event just so I can get chastised for being there.
That's part of it. When you go, all the non-Jews get to...
I know we're kind of – it's open season right now on the mic. The one thing that has – because of talking to Scott about geocaching day and the rest of it, it is now a tradition on Christmas to go to the Chinese restaurant.
I Absolutely.
And
if you're a true Jew, you'd go see a movie and then go.
And that's just what you really do. We laugh and have such a good time because you see everybody else and everybody else realizes the same thing, and it's just funny as heck. And then
and
you
the
see
funny part is everybody looks at you and goes, they don't look Jewish.
They don't look Jewish at all. What the heck? We actually went last Christmas, and there was, I don't know, a group of six or seven folks. They were passing presents each other at the Chinese restaurant. So, yeah, I mean, come on. If you're going to do it right.
That's not the greatest thing I ever invented in my entire life. And it's not just me. It's Ivan Zoot. Yeah. Possibly the greatest thing we've ever come up with is geocaching.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. We'll put it up on the website so that there's a page for people to check it out.
Any Jew who geocaches might be the greatest thing ever.
This is awesome. So we'll get it up.
Man. It's coming. It's coming.
It'll be there before you know it.
It'll be here before we know it. Yeah.
It's time I think my wife would shoot me if I went out for a full geocaching day event.
Oh, God, excursion. That's funny.
Excursion, yeah.
Oh, God, it's just too funny.
Well, that's because you're not Jewish. See, if you were Jewish, it'd be
okay. I understand.
That's the thing. It's not for you, Chad. It's with the Jews. It's with the Jewish people.
We just we got to get our way in one way or the other. I'm just saying.
So it's been a crazy week, obviously, yes, for me. It's the Cubs winning the World Series, Trump becoming president. It's been a crazy week.
Yep.
It really has been.
Crazy.
Yeah. As for everybody, one way or another,
it is. Ups and downs, man. It's really been an interesting week.
Yeah. So, that's how it is.
That's life, man. Absolutely. That's
the
life.
Sun still comes up. We're still here. So just keep on trucking, folks. That's all I can say.
Yep. That's the way it is. Yeah.
All right. I think we should wrap this puppy up. And I want to say thanks to Scott and Chad for everything that you guys do. Next week, we will have Miss Info Ferret, a.k.a. Sarah, coming in and joining in with us. And like I said, after that, we'll leave the a spot open, a candle in the window, as it were, for the other fine folks if they want to come in and join as well. And we'll go from there. All right. Let's do this. Good show. Thank you for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. Please be sure to join us each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of the Geocaching Podcast right here on the Geocaching Podcast website at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. The video version of our show is available on YouTube, and the audio version is available on our home website, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and many of your favorite podcatchers. We love hearing from our viewers and listeners, so please visit us through our social media sites or contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. The Geocaching Podcast is a Head Hard Hat production and is produced by Andy Smith, Scott Burks, and Chad Courtney. This show is copyright 2016 by Andrew T. Smith. All rights reserved.